How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning, who lives to the clear ringing bell. His tone so sweet we are calling. Oh, come to the church on the
friends, would you like to take a walk with us up this fern and flower-edged winding path to the little country church of Hollywood? Just look at the roses and the morning glories and nodding their pretty heads to welcome you. And the little white church with its doors a-standing wide open a-saying welcome, brother and sister. Come on in and rest. Come on in and set a while. Brother and sister Hopkins have been over at Raz Barlow's and... They must have had a good visit. I've been listening to them as they're driving along to church. Something must have happened that was awful funny. Let's see if we can find out what it was. Well, you folks listen a while.
But you know how simple-minded Lonnie is, honey.
Yes.
Yeah, when he left out of the neighborhood to go spend them 2 weeks with his cousins in the city, I advised him to be careful. You heard me. You was at Raz Barlow's when I give Lonnie the tote.
Yes, sure you did. I thought at the time you gave him good advice.
Yeah, I did, too.
And his Uncle Raz made him a good talk, too.
You know, I'd have loved to have seen Lonnie standing there pop-eyed looking at them aeroplanes. But he ought to have known better than to ask the man there to take him up in one of them. Get up there.
Poor thing, he ain't never got over going up in it yet.
No wonder. You know what Lonnie told me?
No.
He told me the man dropped him in the thing and went up in the air with him and then turned the thing upside downwards and run it that away.
But Lonnie says he cured him of flying in this world anyhow.
Yeah, he told me when he got out the thing, you see, the flying man asked him how he liked it. And
yeah.
Lonnie said he told him that he liked it only tolerable. But he says to the fella, he said, get up there. Mister, I sure thank you for them two aeroplane rides. The man said you didn't have but one aeroplane ride. But Lonnie went on to tell him, he said, yes, I did. He said, there was two. That was my first one and my last one.
Well, why don't you let Dan rest a minute? Here's a nice place to stop.
Yeah. Go down there, Dan. This here is a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Good for your nerves, too, ain't it?
Just
to sit here and get yourself all calmed down.
Yes, and we need it, too, to get quiet after listening to all them scary things that Lonnie Barlow says he went through with.
Yes, sir.
Why, he said it took years off his life.
Yeah, such sights as he saw is bad on any poor country fellow's mind when he's real bright. And you know yourself, you know, Lonnie ain't no Solomon.
No, he's not.
Oh,
but what was that he was telling you about that fellow that made fun of Lonnie's whiskers?
Oh, yes. Well, Dan, I ain't tell you that. Yeah, Lonnie sure got away with him, though. You see, he was standing there in front of a window watching a thing that looked like a man, but they run it with electricity.
You don't mean
that. Yeah, that's what Lonnie said. He told me that. And a city slicker come up there to him and howled with him. But Lonnie was too sharp for the fella to pick his pocket. So the slicker sort of started in the low rate, Lonnie. Mm. Yeah.
That's a shame to do him like that.
Yeah.
Lonnie ain't so smart, but he sure is a good man.
Yeah, he is. But you need to worry. He held his own with that city fella all right. You see, the fella says to Lonnie, he says, I had whiskers like yours once, but I looked in a glass and saw how they looked, so I had them all cut off.
The idea. What did Lonnie answer back?
Lonnie says to him, you did? Well, I had a face once that looked sort of like yours, and when I saw how it looked in the glass, I turned out these whiskers. That's a good one, wasn't it?
It certainly was, but we must be awful late.
Yeah, yes, we are. Get up there. But now, who was it that asked me to get up there? Stop here and rest a while. You know you did yourself.
Well, you talked so long, Desire. That's what made us late.
That's right. Blame me for everything.
You better get your mind on your talk now.
You see, honey, that is the same thing again. You ask me questions, and then I go on and answer them. Then you remind me to think on my talk when you want me to quit talking. But it's all right.
Well, I was just trying to help you to make a success out of your talk. That was all.
Yeah, that's all right, sir. I reckon we both was to blame. You slow down after that bump, Dan. Take it easy.
I haven't got but one aim in life, and that is to help you with your preaching work.
Well, there never was a man that had any better help than you give me.
I am before I know, while before the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure, and in Christ I shall
to that. That sure is got power in it, ain't it?
Sure did I
think
I'll
have to learn that myself. Speaking about learning, I run into that new song there. I ain't heard you all sing yet. Why don't you try that? It's just one word, after. Can you all sing that?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see how that goes. Let's see how it goes. After.
After the storm that sweeps the sea, after the drifting to the lee, after the rocks and sands are past, cometh the joy of home at last. After all that we have seen, what will there be? What will there be?
You turn down a leaf of that book down the corner. I want to get back and learn that myself. That's a good one. And you know, there's another one. We're trying out them, I wish you'd try one out and thought I might get it myself. It's Lean on the Lord. See how that sounds. I'd love to hear that. Brother Rudy, he's already heisted it. Law in here,
sign. Lean on the Lord when the storm is sweeping, shelter and light, Jesus will.
Two right good ones we've found. You all keep a nosing around and turning that book, you'll have to get several there. I wish you'd turn the page down where that one's at. See, I get Sarah to pick it out on the organ. We'll try that at the parsonage when we get home. You know, I was a-talking to Sarah the other night, and she is a-telling me there in the center, they've got a great big store that ain't got nothing in it but flowers. Yeah, it's a regular flower store, grand people in a nice place. But I says to Sarah, I got my eyes kind of squint up and looked the way off. I said, honey, I want to tell you something. Now, don't say nothing. Just let me tell you. There was a town over there in France and during the war. It's awful hard to call. It's Reims. R-E-R-I-M-S, Reims. And there was more fighting in and around that place, and there was the carelessness there with throwing these shells. I reckon there was. And there was the prettiest church there that ever you laid your eyes on. I saw it with my own eyes. Oh, it was a grand thing right there at Reims. And so they just tore up everything. There wasn't nothing. And so I come through there, and I had the limber neck and the limber leg, and I was just brokenhearted. Hadn't heard from home. And there wasn't nothing to live in. I'm telling you, the gas had come down there, and the shells had just killed off everything. And the people was eating around in little bitty places under piles of stone. Oh, it was awful, and in cellars. And so I went out there in the edge of this town, Reims. Good big city it was before they tore it up. And I went out there, and there was where there used to be a beautiful house. They call them a chuteau. That's the French word for a house, a chuteau. Well, I went out to this place that was a beautiful chuteau at one time. Well, brother, they so shut that place, tore the house all up, and the door was just a-hanging on one hinge, and I just give up. I said, well, there ain't nothing here to see. What you reckon I saw when I walked out? One little hyacinth a-blooming under a stone that was sort of protected. Now, you all think less of them and say I'm weak-minded, but I dropped down on my knees, and I thank God that I saw something that he had done. Something that he was giving life to. You don't have to have a whole hot house to know there's a God behind the flowers. And you know the thought that comes through my mind? If the Lord clothes the grass of the field, he'll take care of me. That is the thought that is in my mind.
When he cometh, when he cometh, to make of his jewels.
Different ways, but I hope we'll be seeing you all again. I know the Lord will take care of you, and so my wish for you is may he watch over you along your path and keep you through all your days. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.